Did you know you can now get deported for having this picture on your phone?
Oh, I dare the Trump administration to try me. Not only do I have this photo, but I have a whole folder of J.D. Vance memes. Probably more photos of J.D. Vance than I have of my family. That part was a joke. But I want to tell you guys a story of a 21-year-old Norwegian dude who got kicked out of the country for simply having this photo on his phone. We'll watch this whole video, and I just want to break down the overall aggressive deportation tactics of this regime and the way that it's leading to a decrease in tourism, a decrease in legal immigration, a decrease in student visas, like a decrease in people coming over here to be doctors. That is a downstream effect. And it all starts right here. Mads Mikkelsen, a 21-year-old who was recently denied at Newark Liberty International Airport, not the Danish actor, but a 21-year-old from Norway. The story is circulating online, first in Norwegian newspaper Nordlys and then picked up by British tabloids, claims that during Mikkelsen's encounter with the Department of Homeland Security, agents took his photo and found a meme depicting Vance as a bloated, smooth, bald man staring off into the distance. Mikkelsen claims that the officials threatened to fine him $5,000 or send him to prison for 5 years if he refused to provide them with his phone password. The tourist ultimately agreed to hand over the information, allowing agents to look through his phone. He says that's when they saw the meme. After the agents looked through his phone, he was denied entry to the United States and was sent back to Norway. The reports picked up enough steam in headlines and on social media to justify CBP putting out a statement denying parts of the story. I don't quite trust Customs and Border Patrol. Their story says they saw a photo of a little pipe on his phone, and that pipe is why they denied him entry. Not sure I'm buying it. The MAGA Homeland Security Deputy Trisha McLaughlin said the story is false and BS. Mikkelsen said he did have a photo of a pipe on his phone, but he thinks it's because of the J.D. Vance meme, just the way they reacted to it. It seemed like they cared more about that. Then, the J.D. Vance bald babyface meme was shown in Irish Parliament. Irish lawmaker Ivana Bosic held up a meme depicting Vice President J.D. Vance in her country's parliament on Tuesday following reports of a 21-year-old Norwegian tourist being refused access to the U.S. because he had this image. Newsweek contacted them, but got no answer. And you can see right here, she's holding up this photo of J.D. Vance, absolutely beyond parody. Can I point out a few things? First of all, when I was checking Kalshi, the online prediction market that tells you who might be the next nominee, J.D. Vance is in first place, but he doesn't even have a 50% chance of being the next nominee. We see a lot of Marco Rubio, Tulsi Gabbard. Somehow Donald Trump is still on the list for the 2028 nominee. I mean, in this one, we have which party will win the House next year. So when it comes to the midterms, it looks like Democrats will be winning the House, according to this prediction market. Now, we do have a favorable map in the House in particular. The Senate is the one where it's going to be an uphill battle due to the nature of the map. The Democrats are going to have a hard time winning the Senate due to the nature of the map. Last time I said that, someone emailed me and was like, Adam, why do you hate the Democrats? And I was like, I literally just said the Senate's going to be hard to win. People have got to chill out sometimes. But that brings me to this video right here. Deportations rising for zero reason whatsoever. Check this out.
Did you know you can now get deported for having this picture on your phone? It just happened to a Norwegian tourist after ICE agents went through his phone, found the pic, threw him against the wall, and strip searched him. A Columbia student from Australia was deported after ICE demanded to know his personal views on the war in Gaza and forced him to show every single picture on his phone, including his own dick pic that was in a hidden folder. Last week, ICE agents tackled and arrested a 37-year-old American citizen who's getting his doctorate at Claremont just because he filmed the armed masked agents rounding up Home Depot workers here in LA. There was the viral footage of a landscaper in Santa Ana pinned down by ICE agents who kept punching him in the head after using pepper spray on his face. The guy turned out to be the father of three US Marines with no criminal record. There's another Marine veteran whose wife was taken from him and their newborn baby while she was still breastfeeding. A six-year-old girl in Chicago who's essentially been orphaned after her mother was deported to Honduras. And maybe the most horrific story yet, a woman in Tennessee who had just found out she and her American citizen husband were having a boy when ICE rounded her up, threw her in a Louisiana detention center, forced her to sleep on the floor, and refused to give her prenatal care. Even though she kept telling them she was starving and having stomach pains, she miscarried and gave birth to her stillborn baby while her legs were shackled and was deported to Guatemala after that. The Trump official most responsible for all this is Stephen Miller, arguably the most powerful person in the government after the president. Miller is the one who reportedly came up with the idea to invoke the Alien Enemies Act to round up people without due process, who wants to get rid of our constitutional right to make sure the government can't lock us up for no reason. He's the one who threatened to fire ICE officials if they didn't start arresting at least 3,000 people a day, even if they don't have any criminal records, which is now true for most of the nearly 200,000 people who've been detained this year. Wall Street Journal just reported that even people who work at the White House with Miller are alarmed by what he's doing, and that Trump himself has given Miller shit for being, quote, too happy about deportations. That's right, Donald Trump. We also learned this week that he owns a couple $100,000 worth of stock in the company Palantir, which has a huge government contract helping ICE detain and deport people. More deportations, more money for Palantir. More money for Palantir, more money for Stephen Miller. This guy has gotten too much power, too little accountability, and not nearly enough attention. It's time to make him more famous, make him more of a distraction for Trump, and get his ass out of the White House.
It is time to push back hard on Stephen Miller. And you know, after watching this video again, I watched it earlier, I'm going to start doubling down and relentlessly covering Stephen Miller in the way that he deserves. We talk about a lot of things, from Elon to the big ugly bill to deportation. Sometimes it's hard to stick on everything, but I'm going to put a unique focus on Stephen Miller over the next few weeks. Make sure you drop a like if you want to join the crew and be ready to punch back against MAGA as we do this. But listen to this. Tighter immigration controls have become a cornerstone of Trump's second term. That's an understatement. Listen to this. While Border Patrol agents have long been empowered to deny entry on a case-by-case basis, reports of increased scrutiny, increased detentions, and increased denials of tourists have proliferated over the recent months, just as we were listening to in that video. I mean, people are being denied for photos on their phone, for political beliefs they have. Some incidents have sparked concerns about border agents' discretion becoming politicized. In March, a French minister deplored how a researcher for the French National Center for Scientific Research was denied entry into the U.S. after U.S. authorities found, quote, personal opinions on the Trump admin's research policy on his phone. So the Trump admin, as they're cutting scientific research across the country, across the globe with USAID, one researcher comes to the country and has like an article on his phone saved about how, you know, this research is necessary and how the Trump admin shouldn't be cutting it, and he got denied entry. Just last week, Border Patrol agents reportedly sent back an Australian writer to Melbourne from LA after they interrogated him about his views on the conflict in Gaza. Some countries, including China, Denmark, and Finland, have issued travel advisories to their citizens about heading to the U.S. in response to Trump's policies. When China is saying, you know, be careful traveling to the U.S., you know that's when it's getting bad. Denmark and Finland, those are great countries, so I can understand why they view the U.S. like this. But China has no room to speak, honestly. China's worse than us with all of the authoritarianism. Amid all this, travelers are increasingly turning away from the U.S., and the World Travel and Tourism Council said the U.S. economy is set to lose $12.5 billion in international traveler spending this year. Wow. Really making America great again. Really, really increasing the cash flow into our government by not allowing anybody to come over here, even on a vacation. I'm going to leave it at that. If you appreciate the videos we make on this channel, make sure you drop a like. Subscribe below. I'm going to punch back against Stephen Miller. Make sure that we do make him famous in the worst way possible. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.